encourages people to think in a slightly different way about presentations has got to be a good thing in my book. Not that I have a downer on PowerPoint. PowerPoint, when it's well designed and well used, is incredibly useful. But it does tend to not force you, but encourage you to think in a linear way. It brings slide after slide after slide. You can jump from slide to other slides. So if you want to set up a particular sequence with links around the presentation, you can do that in PowerPoint. But you still sort of got that single entity content one after another. Murally helps you think in a different way. If you've seen Prezi, you'll be familiar with the sort of notion where you have a sort of infinite canvas on which to work. One where you can zoom in as much as you want, zoom out as much as you want, scroll left and right and up and down. So it's a really big workspace. It's a blank canvas onto which you can impose your thoughts and ideas and resources. Murally makes that really helpful. You can stick text on. But that's not the starting point. What Murally does is encourage you to incorporate content from elsewhere on the web. Paste in a URL of some content that you think is useful. It could be a web page, it could be a video. Paste the URL in, and Murally will go away, find maybe an image or some text from that web page and the title, bring it back in the form of a thumbnail. You can then drag that and drop it onto your Murally canvas. Then resize it if you want. You can rotate it, you can move it around, cluster it with other content that you've already put on there. And it's in a sense a little thumbnail representation, but one which can be a live link. So by clicking on that thumbnail, you can open up like an extra frame, and then you can view the website or the video within that frame. Or indeed, you can go away to that page elsewhere at Murally. So that's a really useful feature. And similar with images, except you don't have to go away and find the image first. It provides you with a Google search box, so you can search Google images from directly within Murally and then bring them to your canvas. In addition, if you've got a Google account, you can bring in documents from your Google Drive, whatever format they may be, and bring them onto Canvas. Then other things like, I mentioned the text tool, you've got drawing tools, as it calls them. They can be little ones which indicate type to content, maybe. You can change sound. All of that can be done on this, as I said, infinite canvas. So if you're presenting it, you can move around within there as you want, or set up a sequence, a pathway from one resource to the next, and guide your viewer through that presentation.